This is the national public broadcast of Imam W. Dean Muhammad.
Thank you. Thank you. Praise be to Allah. Thank you. We witness that God is one, the Lord, sustainer, keeper of the universe, cares about all of his creation, and especially the models of human life for us, the prophets, upon them be peace. And as it is our tradition, we witness that God is one, and we witness that Muhammad is the last prophet, his servant and his messenger. Upon him be the prayers and the peace and what follows of that traditional salute to the last prophet. I'm very happy to be here again for this last day program. And I'm happy, very happy and pleased with the success that we are enjoying because of the hard work of our committees, the big committee, the general committee, and also the executive committee, and Brother Rafa, who has chaired that committee and have done a marvelous job. We appreciate all of you. Thank you very much. I have in my hand a letter to me from our guest speaker, who would have also spoke last night at our banquet, the beautiful banquet we had last night. Yes, beautiful banquet. Beautiful entertainment. That jazz group, when I was a teenager, the popular dance was bebop. The popular music was jazz. Jazz. Teenagers, they knew the jazz artists. And jazz somehow helped us keep our intelligence. This, what they are listening to now, is against intelligence. It's not helping us at all. The popular music of this time, of today. The music got worse and worse for the mind as time progressed. This letter that I received from our second invited guest speaker for the banquet last night, I want to share it with you. My dear Imam, this is from Doctor and also Father Harding. He is the president of the university in Indianapolis that was founded by him. And that's Martin University. This letter reads, in the name of Allah. I'm reading it just as he wrote it, in the name of Allah. And if I wrote him, I would say, in the name of God. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. It is with sincerest and deepest regret that I shall not be able to be with you on September 2nd, 2006, for it is a great honor to have been asked to be a guest speaker at the convention. My work as president of Martin University and my stepping aside next year has been overwhelming. This has been a test of my life, but I am a spirit warrior, and I know that with the grace of Allah, I will survive. I am so honored to be your friend and to call myself a Christian, Imam. I hope this is not presumptuous, but that is what I am. I have very great reverence for my brothers and sisters of Islam, especially Imam Michael Sahir, or Mikhail Sahir in Arabic. Muhammad Sadiq Siddiq, and David Shaheed. He's Judge David Shaheed. We know him very well. David Shaheed and their families. I hope you will forgive my lack of presence with you on September the 2nd, 2006, but I know I will be with you in spirit. In the name of the most gracious and beneficent one, I am your friend, Reverend Father Boniface Harden. I want to share that with you. I also received, just a few days ago, this letter from Muslim World League Secretary General Office, Mecca al-Mukarramah, that is Honorable Noble Mecca Mukarramah, the city of Mecca, holy city of Mecca for Muslims, Department of Cultural Affairs. Honorable Excellency, Radis Dean Muhammad, Member, World Supreme Council of Mosques, USA. Dear brother in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and that means in the mercy of God. The Secretariat General of the Muslim World League, based in Mecca al-Mukarramah, has the pleasure of presenting its best compliments to you and would like to inform you that the First World Forum of Muslim Scholars and Intellectuals on the Unity of Muslim Ummah is the international community of Muslim, organized in Mecca al-Mukarramah between 1st and the 7th of Rabi al-Awwal, that's the Islamic name of the month, 1427 Hijra, that's also the calendar, the Islamic calendar, corresponding to 30th of March through 4th of April 2006, has issued the following four documents. And he goes on to give us the documents. Since I mentioned went that far, I will read these items. Final communique of the First World Forum for Muslim Scholars and Intellectuals. Item 2, Islamic Covenant for Common Action. Item 3, Final Communique of the General Assembly of the High Coordination Committee of Islamic Organizations. And 4, Final Communique of Media Meeting on Impact of Islamic Media in Achieving Muslim Unity. We are enclosing herewith 4 copies of the said documents, hoping that you will make your level best to implement possible aspects of them with the concerned bodies. We supplicate Almighty God to grant all to whatever serves Islam and Muslims. And then he signed. Then this signs off, Secretary General of the Muslim World League, and that's Abdullah El-Turki, Abdul Muhsin, Ibn, son of, Abdullah, son of Abdul Muhsin El-Turki. I think most of you know that I have been a member of the Supreme Council of Masjid is the plural for mosque, for a good number of years. And though I was unable to attend this meeting, I was invited as a scholar. They invited me as a scholar. I don't claim to anything. I don't claim to be a scholar. But they invited me as a scholar to attend this meeting, and I really wanted to be there, but God didn't open the way for me to be there. God didn't open a way for me to be there. I had problems and I couldn't go there, difficulties for travel and some other difficulties too at home, so I couldn't be present. I really wanted to be present because they invited me as well to present a paper on Muslim unity. And that's my cup of tea, you know. It would have been very easy for me to present a very excellent paper to them on Muslim unity that I think would have benefited them a lot. But don't think they don't get some of what I'm saying in the United States on Muslim unity. I don't send it to them, but they have their way of getting it. They know me very well, and they keep up with me. So much for that. Allahu Akbar. Yes. We are struggling and working, and our spirit is getting stronger and stronger, and our results is getting more beautiful and bigger. And we have our friends, the folklore members of the folklore movement here, and I want to tell you what I know. They pray for the success. For the success of our good works. And I know that their prayers have really helped. We thank God for your prayer. And not just in a spiritual way. See this nice looking suit here? Italian made in Italian factories, and the good price we are getting. I know something happened in heaven because of your prayers. Thank you so much. But we have a lot going for ourselves too, and we'll never give up. Never give up. We have a purpose. We have a goal. We have a mighty cause, and we will never give up. So I saw a little word that caught my eye in our newspaper, and the expression was, convention nears. Convention nears. Not the first time I heard that kind of language. I saw it, you know. Convention nears. And it was publishing this weekend program. And the language, convention nears. So I said, convention is? When I was a boy, I loved the Three Musketeers. So who are these convention is? So I got a little problem here. Say, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Press hard upon Sam. His spirit will surge. Convention is and musketeers. Putting our life on the line for the poor robbed of their minds.
Thank you, my brother.
We leaders who lead in the name of God. When you lead in the name of God, you have done something very, very serious. Very serious. You're accountable to God. And if you're not sincere, you're going to pay a big price one day for being a fake, a phony. And we got too many phonies among the religious leaders. Yes, Muslims do. I don't know who you're thinking about, but Muslims too. Too many phonies. Our guest speaker at the banquet last night. Oh, she was so good for everybody. Dr. Oliver, I know you wanted to come back next year or sometime. I know you do. Yes. A wonderful, down-to-earth, very intelligent, wise woman. Yes, and a model Christian. A model Christian. I studied the Bible. I know what Christians should have as authority in their life. And I know what should be influencing their lifestyles and their behavior at home and abroad. I know that because I read the Bible too. I think I'm more aware of the Bible than the majority of the Christians. I'm aware of what's in the Bible, more than the majority of the Christians, because the majority of the Christians, especially in the West, in the United States of America, they're just like the majority of the Muslims. They say they're Muslims, but they don't know their Quran. They don't know their holy book. And the same for the Christians. They don't know their Bible. And that's why we see the bad behavior we see in the neighborhoods. That's the main reason for it. Life is developmental. And developmental means it progresses by stages. There's progress for first stage, progress for second stage. It progresses by stages. And when it's not progressing, progressing means if you have more life, your moral life should get better. Your moral senses should get stronger. Your intelligence should grow. That's progressing. That's how God made us. He made all life developmental. So you should grow. The simplest life you can think of, it becomes bigger, it grows by stages, it becomes more complex as it lives. And our religions tell us that a parable of our own life is a parable of plant life that we can see. You plant a seed, the seed is a dead, seems to be dead, a dead thing, not living. But you plant it in the right circumstances or environment, it becomes a living thing, and it opens up and shows what was locked up in itself. Locked up in that small, dead thing was a beautiful life. And it's freed from that cell, that prison cell, the dead seed. It's freed, and it comes up a beautiful life. Our food from grain, dead, look, appearing to be dead. Corn, tomatoes, wheat, whatever it is. And all the life that God has made serves a purpose. Serves a purpose. The grass, we take it for granted. But the grass does not only give us beautiful sight for the front yard and the backyard and wherever you put it, the golf course. The grass, if you let it grow, it makes a cushion for the small living things that have to survive on the earth. Ants and many other small creatures crawling about and crawling in and out of the soil. The grass give a cushion, so when the cow steps on it or you step on it, they have a cushion to protect them from being squashed or killed. Grass, wheatgrass especially, it reveals its origin. Its origin is a small seed that appears to be dead. So it grows up, and the last thing it gives you is a seed at the top. It shows you its beginning, and it holds its original beginning up high, huh? Up high. If man be like this, the prophets are like this, the prophets of the scriptures, they had this kind of thinking, and they identified with developmental growth into better form, bigger form, and more enriched form. And then they saw that God wanted them to give back as these plants give back. They give back, and they give more than what they originally had. They had one seed, they give back many seeds. And some bear fruit so beautiful, flowers so beautiful, and others bear that is food for us on our table, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, through and all until Sunday, and over again, they give us food. So we should also be developmental in our life and our progress should move from stage to stage, and we should not be so selfish that we don't share our life and give something of our life to those that are in our environment, and especially to the small and the weak who will be crushed by the foot of the cow or man. I have to speak also to our people here, the African Americans, because that's what we are. We are black from the mother continent, Africa. We're African Americans. African Americans are going away from a painful, growing away from a painful memory of slavery, segregation, and KKK fashion terrorism. However, without the moral courage to support justice, when justice is also against us, African Americans, the spirit is easily fueled by fire, gin spirit. If we don't have our minds right, we will be burned up in these fires, remembering the bad times. Scars not healed can flare up when pressure is put on us a bit. Recently, our friend Andy, U.S. Representative to the United Nations, former mayor of Atlanta, Georgia, he made news. And I'm sure he didn't want to make that news. Our typical religious leaders, our popular politicians, too many African Americans do not support justice when justice is against us, African Americans against blacks. Our friend Andy was coming from a painful memory. About 100 years passed in Charleston, South Carolina, Chicago, Illinois, African Americans in other parts as well of these United States had growing business life. About 50 years passed, a tough luck remnant of diehard survivors were bulldozed and buried more than 6 feet under by a system of expressways. We had dry cleaners, drugstores, groceries in Chicago. Dry cleaners, drugstores, groceries, and meat markets, barbershop, beauty salon, tailor shops, shoe repair shops, restaurants, and auto mechanics, livery cabs, and jitneys, going from 31st, and it was called South Park, now King Drive, to 63rd, going through most of the densely populated section of Chicago on the south side for our people. We had our own cab service. We could go to South Park, take that cab, and go to South Center department store that one of our members of the community, African American Christian, bought from the whites. Mr. Fuller, you from Chicago, you might remember this. You might remember what I'm saying of Chicago. Mr. Fuller, he opened a department store. It was great pride for us. It lifted our soul and our spirit to get in a cab, on a cab line, on a street where only our men were driving cabs, nobody else. And we could go from 61st, where I live, or wherever you lived on the south side, you could get to South Parkway, and you could get in a jitney cab owned by and operated or owned by at least an African American owned it. Whether the driver owned it or not, I don't know that whether the driver owned every. No, I don't think so. But the cab line was owned by African American, and you could get in that cab and go to where you wanted to go in the densely populated section of the south side. And from South Park, you would then catch a streetcar. They had streetcars back then, and later buses, a streetcar bus, and go east and west. But you could go north and south using the African-American jitney cab line. These businesses, as Andy spoke, these are my spin men. I met him, personal friend. I spent some time with him on more than one occasion. As Andy spoke, were mostly mom and pop stores. That's what we call them, mom and pop stores. Not these big, massive, giant superstores that we have now, Walmart and others. They were small, much smaller. Koreans, Asians, Arabs, old comers and newcomers, they look at the property and the neighborhood that we ignore. They look at our dead business streets, and they come in with their frugal ways and give life to a dead community, business life, to a community that's dead business-wise. Think on how much respect the quitters can expect. Quitters. We are quitters. What are we blaming it on? We are quitters. That's what we are. And when the newcomers come, that's what they see us as. Quitters. So how much respect you think we're going to get from them looking at us and knowing we're quitters? We have to change our spirit to have a change in our life for the better. Our spirit now is not to accept criticism. If one of our own kind criticizes us to help us, to get us to wake up and see our shortcomings so we can help ourselves better, we immediately become enraged and treat him as though he's racist. You're not a black brother. We have to change that. This public address is intended to give us a clear picture of ourselves that we need to look at, our collective behavior, and our inherent life that all of us have at birth when we come from our mothers. We come with the same human essence, the same human worth that every other people come into this world with.
For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call or write Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, 1-708-798-6750. All right, Ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, P.O. Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.